isn't a force. This must be the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
As I slink slowly down the corridor, merging with the shadows of the night, not a soul will know where my feet have trod, not a one will ever know my plight. When I round the corner and slip inside, the dragon doesn't know I'm in its lair. In a few more steps, I'll be set for life if that snoring beast continues unaware. I rolled a one, I'm never gonna hear the end of that. I rolled a one, in the blink of an eye, my dreams fell flat. My tale would end quite differently if I rolled a little higher on that die. I rolled a one, that doesn't mean I didn't try. I have studied many an old grimoire to master incantations fraught with power. While I often attack from the back of the pack, sometimes I must step forward in the final hour. I've spent many long nights by candlelight, preparing for this moment near the end. Words are spoken, components broken. On the spell I cast, everyone depends. I rolled a one, I'm never gonna hear the end of that. I rolled a one, in the blink of an eye, my dreams fell flat. My tale would end quite differently if I rolled a little higher on that die. I rolled a one, that doesn't mean I didn't try. The flashing blade and shield I wield have served me countless times before, and my armor has protected me, whether in battle or just crashing through a door. So when the wicked evil overlord oppresses, tortures, kidnaps, murders, maims, I lead the charge through his villainous lair. Rushing up to him, I swing with careful aim. I rolled a one, I'm never gonna hear the end of that. I rolled a one, in the blink of an eye, my dreams fell flat. My tale would end quite differently if I rolled a little higher on that die. I rolled a one, that doesn't mean I didn't try. My tale would end quite differently if I rolled a little higher on that die. I rolled a one, that doesn't mean I didn't try. That doesn't mean I didn't try. Oh no, that doesn't mean I didn't try.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast's annual sci-fi and high fantasy show. also known as May the Fourth Be With You. I'm Fugly, your host for this year's foray into the fantastic. That first song you heard was Epic Myth, a preview track for my upcoming Crit or Myth collection, and honestly, the only track from that collection that I have yet had time to record. It's a song that makes me think back to my high school days as we not so patiently waited for TSR to publish the Player Handbook and Dungeon Master's Guide. You can find more of my stuff at fugly.povera.com or just facebook.com/fugly. Now, you will all want to know that the Renaissance Festival podcast is sponsored by the awesome folks at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival and by Renaissance Magazine, which is actually the only magazine to which I personally subscribe. We're also sponsored by the Misbehavin' Maidens Kickstarter and all the performers who help by providing so much incredible audio for our library. I just checked and I see over 50 gigabytes of music for us to choose from so far. That's incredible. We also have a bunch of extraordinary Patreon patrons that support us through Patreon.com. That's a great way to help continue to aid us in getting more great music to so many listeners. Our next track is one by the Brobdingnagian Bards. This original Celtic-style duo should be recognized by many of our listeners. You can find out all about them at www.thebards.net. I had the pleasure of meeting them briefly several years ago when they performed at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival. Mark Gunn of the Bards was the commander of this podcast at that time before handing over the wheel to the ineffable Captain Nicholas London. So without any more chatter, here is the Brobdingnagian Bards performing their psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues.
Bilbo found a ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord. Yeah, Bilbo found a ring. It was the one ring of the Dark Lord. Now I'm hunted by the schizo called Sméagol or Gollum. He's out of his gourd. Well, Sauron tortured Gollum, but the slimy runt got away. All Sauron tortured Gollum, but the slimy runt got away, yeah. Now he's leading me to Mordor, wonders of Sam and I are gay, yeah. I got the psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues. Psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues. And a Sméagol don't betray me, Dark Lord will make headline news. Gates of Mordor, Sméagol said they ain't no way.
They ain't no way, my precious.
At the gates of Mordor, Sméagol said they ain't no way.
Yeah. Follow Sméagol.
Said I'll take you to Shelob, she'll have a hobbit fillet. I got the psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues. Psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues. And a Sméagol don't betray me, Sauron will make the hobbits wear shoes. Climb Mount Doom, but the ring made me all whacked out of my mind. Yeah, we climbed Mount Doom, but the ring made me all whacked. Man, I don't know what I was thinking. So Gollum bit the ring off and did a swan dive in the crack. I got the psychopathic, chronic, schizophrenic Gollum blues.
I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues.
And a snail don't betray me, Middle Earth will sing the Dark Lord blues. I got the psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. Psychopathic chronic schizophrenic Gollum blues. And if Gollum will just betray me, I'll finally take that elven cruise.
She loved a sailor. That sailor was me, but I'm not a sailor who sails on the sea. My ship is an airship like a bird on the wing, and every evening I sing, come take a trip on my airship. Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship. We'll visit the man in the moon. One night while sailing away from the crowds, we passed through the Milky White Way. While idly drifting amongst the clouds, I asked her if she'd name the day. Just past the Dipper, she gave me her heart. The stars smile on our honeymoon. We swore to each other we never would part, and we'd teach all our babies this tune. Come take a trip on my airship. Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship. We'll visit the man in take a trip on my airship. Come sail away to the stars. Come let us fly off to Venus. Come take a trip around Mars. No one will see when we're kissing. No one will know when we spoon. Come take a trip on my airship. We'll visit the man on the moon. Come take a trip on my airship. We'll visit the man in the moon.
That was Come Take a Ride on My Airship by Dr. Harmonious Scott from his album Joyful Noise. Welcome to Searching for a Port, coming to you from the moat of the castle. As always, I be Captain Jack Gonzo, proprietor of ScoundrelsIn.com. Now, it's been a bit since you heard from me, so let's get to the scuttlebutt, a big one that you've missed, on July 20th in Houston, Texas at the Warehouse Live. The first ever Lone Star Pirate Festival takes place. We'll have Dem Dam Danes Burlesque, Texas bands Pride of Bedlam, the Bilge Bumps, and Blackguards. Coming down from the Great White North, I mean Canada, we call them Canuckaneers, is Captain Torn and Ne'er-Do-Well Cat's Pirate Invasion, and making their first journey into Houston, Musical Blades. Go to LoneStarPirateFestival.com for more information. Now, this being the sci-fi show, we just want to remind you that they not really be dead, as long as we remember them. But today's lesson is an epithet, and the word we're going to do today is rum pot. A rum pot is used to characterize another as incapacitated with drink, or a tendency to drink excessively and implicitly to dismiss the person so described as hopeless. An example. So whose fault is it that you've ended up a rum pot hand that takes orders from other pirates? Remember, rum pot. For your friends who like to imbibe themselves with rum a little too often. Now, if you be needing that pirate music in your life, head on over to ScoundrelsIn.com, where every week we have a live broadcast online with the finest pirate music the world has to offer. ScoundrelsIn.com. Pirate music for the pirate life. Now, from their album, X Marks the Spot, here are the Jolly Rogers with Horror Movie Hero.
Vampires out of the night, ghosts coming through walls, killer slag with a knife, seance candles go out, the Ouija boards aflame, there's no holy water, the exorcist is made. Make people pay, you gotta work nights and a few holidays. Weapons not provided, you start at the full moon. Experience preferred, and the sequel's coming soon. Killers in the house, and the light switch doesn't work. You found your friends all dead, and the slasher goes berserk. You pass the front door to get away upstairs. And the hero is the answer to all of your prayers. Wanted horror movie hero, make evil pay. You gotta work nights and a few holidays. Weapons not divided, you start at the full moon. Experience preferred, and the sequel's coming soon. Play with a puzzle box or meet a rabid dog. If you're trapped in the closet or caught out in the fog, the hero always knows that horror movie law. When the going gets tough, the tough get a chainsaw. What's a horror movie hero? Make evil pay. You gotta work nights and a few holidays. Weapons not divided, you start at the full moon. Experience preferred, and the sequel's coming soon. A hockey mask, a Shatner mask, head full of pins. Razor claws on a glove, a leathery grin. With Carpenter, Amy, Craven, and Barker too. A hero sure got one hell of a job to do. Wanted horror movie hero, make evil pay. You gotta work nights and a few holidays. Weapons not provided, you start at the full moon. Experience preferred, and the sequel's coming soon. Wanted horror movie hero, make evil pay. You gotta work nights and a few holidays. Weapons not provided, you start at the full moon. Experience preferred, and the sequel's coming soon.
You are part of the Rebel Alliance and a traitor, and yet I sense the Force is strong with you. Join me, and we will listen to the Renaissance Festival podcast together.
Steals on my heart. Well, I'm feasting on sloth and carp and lambs, anchovies, fruit bats, orangutans, and every piece that has two horns. Well, I've never tasted nothing like a unicorn. I'm feasting on sloths, carp and lambs, anchovies and fruit bats, orangutans, and every piece that has two horns. Well, I've never tasted nothing. No, I never tasted nothing. They're so good, the last 9 generations of my family voluntarily stayed virgins their entire lives just to hunt the buggers. Like a unicorn.
That last song was the Varlets' version of the unicorn. The Varlets are Will Handsome and Handsome Will, a pair of erstwhile paretical, ne'er-do-well Renaissance punks that sing their way into your hearts and minds. They're a new group to Renaissance fairs, and they're also a crossover from the fan con scene. I heard Mikey Mason mention his new group playing as pirates on the final episode of his podcast, and I thought it would be a great way to blend the two. If you go back a quarter of a century, I, too, was one of those volunteer game con organizers, wranglers, game masters. So con acts are cool in my book. You can find out about the Varlets at facebook.com/pg/thevarlets. And no, I'm not sure which Will is the handsome one. I'm going to take a moment now and suggest that you might want to check out the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast page on Facebook. Under events, you'll find that there are many things happening over the next few months. Looking at that page right now, I see that the New Jersey Renaissance Fair is running from May 18th until June 2nd on weekends, rain or shine. And I see that the Janesville Renaissance Fair is on May 18th through 19th in Janesville, Wisconsin. It's time now for our next track. This is one by the Bedlam Bards, another band I've had the honor of seeing perform at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival. You can find out their information at www.bedlambards.com. This is a meta track, skipping over fantasy into Firefly sci-fi and then breaking down the fourth wall. Longtime listeners may recognize the tune as Jane, Hero of Canton, from the short-lived Firefly series. Yet, the lyrics are about Joss Whedon, the creator of that series. Put that all together, and you get the Ballad of Joss.
Joss! The man they called Joss. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores. Stood up to the networks and gave them a four. Buck canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they called Joss. Now Joss saw the viewers' hearts breaking.
He heard the brown coats lament. He saw Fox management taken his show in a way that made no sense. He said, you can't do that to my program. Can't grind it under your heel. So he took all his cast and, well, now at last they've landed a big damn movie deal. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Firefly from other shows you're likely to see. It's meaningful and witty, and the setting's really gritty, and the theme song's about serenity. It's a little like a western, yeah! It's a little like X-Files. It's better than Trek, and it's funnier than Shrek, and it beats out Andromeda by miles. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Dogma. Birds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. Fox canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call Joss. Now here is what separates Whedon from writers who slave in the core. The man they call Joss, well, he said to Fox, I'm going where no show has gone before. He told us about Reavers. He told us about Sin. He took us to the black and we ain't coming back till all those crazy brown coats rise again. He wrote about spaceships and shepherds and whores, stood up to the networks and gave them what for. But canceled his program, but that was their loss. The creator of Firefly, the man they call John.
Thank you. That was The Final Flight of the Claxton. Ironically, in some ways, the first flight of the Claxton, since it is from the unreleased demo recordings. I'm Bob Brinkman, and welcome to From the Archives, the segment of the show devoted to artists who are no longer touring or no longer with us. This week, we have a pair of artists no longer touring. Claxton was the passion project of percussionist Jimmy Torrey, who is probably best known for his work with the Wildmen and the New Minstrels Review. Coming up next, we have a recording that was taken from broadcast on air February 22nd, 1977. Mallory and McCall, also known as the Skeleton Crew Pirate Band, were part of the Janus Company Radio Theater out of Los Angeles, the last weekly live radio anthology show in the United States when they went off the air. The next song is from one of their annual musical shows, Space Opera, and it is Two Beings in Ecstasy. Enjoy.
Now, Dale.
Yes, ma'am?
I have you to myself. Why don't you take off your shirt and make yourself comfortable?
Oh, please, ma'am. We haven't been introduced.
So we haven't. I am Vulgaria, Ibnus of the planet Gothos.
Really?
And I am a gold belt sorceress of the highest order.
Oh, dear.
Now, I want you to lie back and listen to me very carefully.
Yes, ma'am. I'm listening.
Look into my eyes, deep.
Deep.
Look into my eyes, sleep.
Sleep.
My mind, my soul, my thoughts compel. Your self-control is in my spell. Look into my eyes, adore.
Adore.
Look into my eyes more.
Oh, more.
Listen as I teach you to behave. Relax and come to me, you sexy slave. Two beings in ecstasy. That special feeling of ESP, you will love how it can be when I have got you in my power.
Power.
Relax and attend my will. Indulge in my favorite thrill. You will love my special skill when I have got you in my power.
Power.
If you obey now, say now, we'll have a ball. Don't move away now, stay now, answer my call.
Oh, yes.
Two beings in ecstasy, eternal pairing of she and he. I will be your open sesame if you will be my passion flower.
Power.
Give in, boy, to my hypnotic, and I will teach you things erotic. I have got you
erotic
in my power.
Ah.
Hey, boy, how do you feel?
Oh, fine. Just fine, ma'am.
Good. Tell me about it.
Two beings in ecstasy. When you take control of me, I will learn depravity. When you have got me in your power.
Oh, power.
I yield to your mesmeric glance. As you lead me into romance, there's nothing like love in a trance. Now you have got me in your power. Since you prefer me, ensure me that it won't hurt.
Don't make me mad, boy, bad boy. Take off your shirt. Two beings in ecstasy,
helped out by some sorcery.
What a spell this turned out to be.
Getting deep. cheaper by the hour.
Boys like you with limbs of granite are always welcome on my planet.
You
I have got you
in your power. Oh, in your power.
Oh, yes. In my power.
This is Batman. Be alert for any harlequin or fools at the Renaissance Festival. They could be the Joker with another evil plan.
Oh, Batsy! Always trying to spoil my fun! Why don't you listen to the Renaissance Festival podcast and try to stop me?
Best game ever. The traps and riddles were so clever, and hardly any of our party even died, except for George, but he deserved it. He kept doing really dumb shit when we split his magic items up. I swear to God, he almost cried. And when he came back in the game with his new gnome thief mage assassin, we took all his stuff again and sold him as a slave. The best game ever. This was the best game ever. I took his set of plus four leather. Then we hopped on board the plot train, let it take us for a ride. But then George came back, and this time he was a druid who refused to leave the forest and always tried to start a fight. And that's exactly what he did with this poor farmer on the outskirts of the town, who turned out to be a god in disguise. Best game ever! Cause George's druid's head got severed, and when he came back in the game, we were all going through this cave to slay a dragon. But this time he was a barbarian who hated both our magic users, but he had a sword of magic flames. And when we reached the dragon's lair, he argued tactics for an hour till we fed him to the dragon. Then we beat it in three rounds. Best game ever! Best game ever! And as we wound down the adventure back in town inside the tavern, George was there as a half-elf, half-orcish monk illusionist. And as we counted out our treasure, he insisted on attempting to seduce the barmaid, laughing as she cried and raised her fist. Till we stood and picked our weapons up, and as he died he swore he would never play this game with us as long as he lived. Best game ever! Saved a barmaid, slayed a dragon, got some treasure, raised a flagon, and we split up some XP, and we will never have to deal with George's bullshit in another game again. That is, at least until next week, because he is the DM's brother, and his mom won't let us game here in their basement anymore unless we say that he can play. And yeah, I know you had to be there, but I swear to all that's holy, victory was never sweeter than it was today. Best game ever.
That song was Best Game Ever by Mikey Mason of the Varlets. It's a favorite among many a previously young but now grown gamer. My George was named John, and I bet you have one too. Mikey styles himself as a comedy rock star, geek fanboy, comedian, doer of things, husband, father, gamer, recovering Kiss addict, and stuff. His website is MikeyMason.com. Wow, what are the odds? Looking back on the events page for the Renaissance Festival Music Podcast on Facebook, I see that by the time you're hearing this, the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival will be in full swing. And I see the Tennessee Renaissance Festival listed from May 18th through the 27th. There are just so many listings there that you're going to want to see many of them for yourself. You should go over there as soon as you can. This next song is by one of the sponsors of this podcast, the Misbehavin' Maidens, and you can find out about them at misbehavinmaidens.com. They're a body nerd folk comedy group comprised of four women from the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area. They love a great deal of material for the 18 years and older crowd, so you might also look for them to appear on our adult-oriented sister podcast at renbody.com. For now, however, they are going to entertain you with their space shanty.
It was Wednesday morn when we engaged, boldly going places man has never known. When up on the bridge they spied a Romulan ship far away from the new Hutrol zone. And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke number one of the Enterprise, and he was a handsome bearded man. He straddled a chair with his very long legs and said, "Captain, do we have a plan?" And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the captain on the Enterprise, and a well-spoken man was he. "I don't want to tangle with the Romulans. I would rather drink my hot Earl Grey tea." And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke the doctor on the Enterprise. She was a strong-willed woman in blue. She said,
"Captain, come on, you have to run this ship. All the crew is depending on you."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below. Up spoke Lieutenant Commander on the Enterprise, and a curious android was he. "Can someone please explain why this Romulan ship has decided to break the treaty?"
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below.
Up spoke the pilot on the Enterprise, and a nerdy little genius was he. He said, "I think that we should..."
"Shut up, Wesley."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below.
Up spoke the engineer of the Enterprise, and his visor was really high-tech. "I hope that this conflict doesn't take that long. I've a date waiting on the holodeck."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below.
Up spoke the counselor on the Enterprise, and a very pretty empath was she. "There's a Romulan vessel outside of this ship, and I sense the Romulans are angry."
And the planets they do roll, and the distant stars they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians they lie down below, below, below. While civilians they lie down below.
Up spoke security on the Enterprise, and a very moody Klingon was he. He said,
"Klingons do not sing space shanties."
And the planets, they do roll, and the distant stars, they glow. And we poor ensigns are running round the ship, while civilians, they lie down below, below, below. While civilians, they lie down below, below, below. While civilians, they lie down below.
Lords and ladies, it is time once again to sing a song about the letter L. Now, we'll try not to make it too lecherous or lascivious, lest you end up with a lobotomy. These L words were picked by Lube, the loyal order of bards. Let's see how he did. Are you ready? Well, let's go then.
La, 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 labyrinth. La, 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 laboratory. La, 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 leprechaun. La, 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 leaf on the wind.
That's a good start. But what about some L names like
La, 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 Legolas. La, 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 Lex Luthor. La, 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 Lancelot. La, 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 Princess Leia.
Well, if we're really gonna do Leia, then we need to also add
La, 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 Lucky. La, 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 Luke Skywalker.
Okay, that's kind of weird.
La, 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 lightsaber.
There we go.
La, 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 live long and prosper.
I think I kind of lampooned my movie genre, so well.
La, 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 laser. La, 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 Lovecraft. La, 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 last unicorn. La, 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 Wingardium Leviosa. La, 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 Lilliputian.
Oh, well, listen to me. 'Cause L is such a lovely letter for words like legilimency or layer. Like on your Facebook if you dare. So why not la, 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 la with me?
That last song was La 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 Geek by Mark Gunn from his album of sci-fi drinking songs. I'm not entirely sure how I stumbled across that one in the library, but listening to it brought back ancient memories of PBS children's programming jingles, and I caught myself in an involuntary grin. So kudos, Mark. You can find all about Mark Gunn at markgunn.com. I'm going to take a few more moments now and highlight some of the events you can find through our Facebook page. On May 4th, you can find Three Pints Gone, Bloody Lake Rendezvous at Black Hawk Memorial Park near Monroe, Wisconsin. You can also find the Philadelphia Renaissance Fair in full swing. There's also Pirate Night at McFarland's Celtic Pub, Lake Charles, Louisiana. May 11th, we see the New Hampshire Renaissance Fair and Party Like a Pirate Celebration, a post-Louisiana Pirate Festival pirate pub crawl at Zephyr's in Lake Charles. On the 18th of May, we see Mayfair on the Green in Holland Patent, New York. On the 23rd of May, we see the Sterling Stage Folk Fest in Sterling, New York. On the 1st of June, we see the Hampton Blackbeard Pirate Festival in Hampton, Virginia, and the Texas Pirate Festival in Hillsboro, Texas. On June the 8th, we see Pirate Palooza in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Once again, you can find all of these events and many more through the events link on our Renaissance Festival Music Podcast Facebook page. And if you wish your event to be listed on that page, please send the link to us through Facebook in the same manner. The next song coming up from our library is performed by the Flying Fish Sailors, because some superhero themes just work different than others. If you go to www.flyingfishsailors.com, you can learn all about them. This, then, is their song, Crawdad Man.
Crawdad man, makes a nest in river sand.
flips his tail and zips away. Lives to pinch another day. Look out, there goes the crawdad man. Can he pinch? Listen, Fred. Gamma rays in his chiliped. Can he walk with his legs? Look right there where he's laying eggs. Look out, there goes the crawdad man. In the bayou's dark, lying deep in the sand, he will lend a leg, 'cause he can't lend a hand. Crawdad man, friendly neighborhood crawdad man. Look out, Fred, watch it, George. Action is his reward for food. Wherever there's some bacon, on a string he'll be taken. He is a red crustacean. You'll find the crawdad man.
This one-eyed man named Baron Levon, a meaner pirate had never been born, and he sailed on the Dark Lady. A ship stout and strong with a perilous crew, and high on the mast the skull and bones flew. Fleet and swift was the Dark Lady. Every night the Baron would drink a toast and say his to a lovely lady, ho. My one true love, you hear the crew reply, and the Dark Lady smiled. Spanish galleon was spotted one night. The Dark Lady's crew prepared for the fight. Clash of swords, no Spaniard survived it, except for the maiden with dark eyes of old, found in the hull with the jewels and the gold. The bond laughed and took her for ransom. Girl Carlotta was a beauty quite rare, and each passing night Levon couldn't bear his empty bed. He brought her to it. Baron soon found he felt more than desire. His love for her grew and his heart fit with fire. He proclaimed that they would. Night the Baron drank with jubilee and said his to my lovely bride to be. My one true love, can hear the crew reply, and the Dark Lady cried. Dark Lady saw her chance to be free of her rival. the beauty collector. The ship steered itself to the heart of the gale, where waves swept the maiden out over the rails to revenge on an unfaithful lover. That night the lady drank a toast and said, "Here's to your lovely lady host. Your one true love." No voices replied, and the dark lady smiled. Dark lady, the ship started strong with a perilous crew, and high on the mast the scullion boys flew, while the captain gazes out to sea. And every night the Baron must drink a toast, and say, and the dark lady smiled.
Huzzah and well met. The last song was Dark Lady by Landlocked from Whiskeyed Out to Sea. You can find them on stage at the Georgia Renaissance Festival.
This is Greg from The Renlist, the best online source for finding Renaissance fairs near you. Here's a look at some of the biggest fairs that are opening or closing in the next few weeks. On May 4th, the Tennessee Renaissance Festival in Arrington, Tennessee opens its gates and will be open until May 27th. The Virginia Renaissance Fair in Spotsylvania, Virginia opens on May 11th and runs through June 9th. The Renaissance Pleasure Fair in Irwindale, California, that's the original Renaissance Fair, is in the middle of its season right now, as are Scarborough in Waxahachie, Texas, Georgia Renaissance Festival in Fairburn, and the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee. All are great fairs worth checking out if you're nearby. There are lots of smaller fairs that go from just a few days to a few weekends all over North America, and the Renlist is the easiest way for you to find a fair near you. Just go to therenlist.com and search near you, or follow us on Twitter, @TheRenList, and on Facebook for weekly updates on what's open. The next song will be Black Velvet Band, performed by Ezendil from Ezendil. They will be performing at the Oklahoma Renaissance Festival in Muskogee, Oklahoma.
Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with a black velvet band. As I went walking down Broadway, not expecting to stay very long, I met with a frolicsome damsel as she came a-tripping along. A watch she pulled out of her pocket and slipped it into me right hand. From the very first day that I met her, bad luck from the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with the black velvet band. Before
judge and jury next morning. Well, both of us were to appear. A gentleman claimed his jewelry. The case against us was clear. 7 long years transportation, right down to beyond the Amplan. Far away from our friends and companions, because of the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land.
And she was.
With her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with the black velvet band. Her eyes, they shone like the diamonds. You'd think she was queen of the land. With her hair thrown over her shoulders, tied up with the black velvet band.
Darling, are you going to the Renaissance Festival dressed as a hobo? Bah! If you want a costume that is fit for the gods, then listen to Edna Mode. Listen to Renaissance Festival podcast. And no caps!
Want to tease, but you'll never make them gay.
It's Finn and Poe we want, please, with lightsabers and X-wings, a ship for all. Can't let it go. It's Finn and Poe.
Found a leather jacket stuck in the sand. Wore it through the movie to remember his name. Still alive.
Spoilers.
Head back at the base, rekindled the romance.
When he bit his lip, saying hello, you know, it's how the story goes. One, two, three, you gotta listen to me. You better give the audience what they wanna see. It's not a phase. Want to tease, but you'll never make them gay.
It's Finn and Poe we want, please, with lightsabers and X-wings, a ship for all. Can't let it go. It's Finn and Poe we want, please, with lightsabers and X-wings, a ship for all. Can't let it go.
Want to tease, but you'll never make them gay.
It's Finn and Poe we want, please, with lightsabers and X-wings, the ship for all. Can't let it go. It's Finn and Poe we want, please, with lightsabers and X-wings, the ship for all. Won't fly so low.
Oh.
That song was Finn and Poe by the Library Bards. They're another FanCon group that hit my radar when they first formed after Bonnie Gordon was one of the contestants on the 2014 TV series The Quest. She gave the series some bard cred, and as far as I'm concerned, that's Rennie cred gold. I was happy to be able to catch the two of them at the beginning of their Kingdom tour. You can find their web information at librarybards.com. Now, let's bring them in for that interview.
Fugly here at the Scum and Villainy Cantina with the Library Bards, Bonnie and Xander, and they're going to tell us what they do.
Yeah, the Library Bards are a nerd parody band, so we take top 40 hits and transform them into the nerdy versions they should have been in the first place.
We make them better, yep. Basically.
I've heard a lot of praise for you tonight. What is your favorite song in the science fiction genre?
In the universe, or like between our songs?
Actually, I was hoping that you would introduce a song of your own.
One of them that we do that's sci-fi that's close to my heart is Finn and Poe. We did that one tonight, too, and it's a parody of X's and O's, but it's talking about shipping Finn and Poe from Star Wars together.
And I'm a huge Trekkie, so one of our favorites that we do is Now You Have the Bridge Spock, which is a
Kirk is away.
Parody of Pat Benatar's Hit Me With Your Best Shot, and it's all about the original series and how Spock should have taken the Enterprise bridge over. And we have a new song that we're working on right now for our second album that's Firefly.
Yeah!
We're really excited about that one. We can't really talk about it yet because it's still secret.
Can you share with us an amusing anecdote from your journeys?
Yes. Specifically, it was during Finn and Poe, a performance that we did in Las Vegas, and we were up on stage, we were going through, and there wasn't really a monitor coming back at us, so we couldn't really hear the backing track, and so Bonnie starts singing, and she's a little off pitch, and so I try to motion to her, like, oh, you're flat, like, and it's...
Heavens, no.
Well, it's a relationship that we have, that we tell each other.
He can critique me, it's okay.
And that's fine.
Yeah.
But she saw me mouthing the words, you're fat, like, on stage in the middle of a song.
So I was so sad and humiliated, because I thought in the middle of a song, you just turned to me and commented on my weight.
I wouldn't say that.
I was
that.
Like, what a horrible human to do this to me in the middle of a show. And then after the song, he was like, you know what I was trying to say. And then we got a long laugh about it.
Yeah.
It's nice to hear that you're testing each other.
Yeah.
And thank
Constantly.
You.
Constantly.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. The force all around you, it is. Listen and hear it, you will. Or you may just be hearing the Renaissance Festival podcast.
Oh. Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I can't forget. Some blokes who lived through it all, well, they still are not sane yet. It started innocent enough, but who among us knew that a Flannery would show up worshiping Cthulhu? That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They drew strange shapes, enchanted, and then called to elder beings. Every dark art known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. Miss Murphy cowered in the corner, gibbering in fear. The lads brought out electrodes and put them in Pat's ears. Sean slapped him on a table and then pushed him right outside. They hooked him to a lightning rod so that he could get fried. That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They plugged him in, they lit him up, tried to electrify him. Every dark art known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. When science did not do the trick, the lads were quite perplexed. And not a one among them knew what tactic to try next. Then a smile broke out on Ian's face and he began to shout, "Give the bugger what he loved, pump him full of stout." That's how they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's how they tried to bring him back to life. They hooked him to an IV and then pumped him full of Guinness. Every dark beer known was tried the night Pat Murphy died. Patty shuddered for a moment, then bolted upright. And eyes once blue and sparkling were filled with hellish light. O'Malley started to break down, to giggle and to scoff. So Patty stepped up to him and pulled his arms right off. That's when they knew they had to re-kill Patty Murphy. That's when they knew that the zombie had to die. He raged around a spittin' stout and frothing at the mouth. They knew that they all were doomed the night Pat Murphy died. Folks were running around the place like a frightened bunch of lads. And the scenery inside the pub, well, it really was quite bad. When suddenly Miss Murphy knocked old Patty to the floor
and screamed, "Hot took you out, you get just like I did before."
That's when they learned new respect for Mrs. Murphy. That's when they saw the zombie killing wife. She whipped her frying pan out and lobotomized the monster. Every man there learned new fear the night Pat Murphy died. After all was said and done, the question went around, why were the boys determined to keep Pat Murphy round? The answer, dark and serious, just could not be ignored. Pat was the only man who knew where the whiskey all was stored. That's why they tried to resurrect old Patty Murphy. That's why they tried to bring him back to life. They were looking for the red eye, but got more than what they bargained. All the boozers cried in fear the night Pat Murphy died. That's why they never should have raised old Patty Murphy. That's why they should have left old Patty stone cold dead. Well, they brought him back to justify their love for Johnny Jump Up. And all the drunken sods learned fear the night Pat Murphy died. And all those drunken sods learned fear the night Pat Murphy died. And came back.
That was The Night Pat Murphy Died and Came Back by Triskelion. They do have a Facebook page where you can look them up, so check our online show notes. They're a group from Texas. I'm in Arkansas. We've done time together in Oklahoma. About 3 weeks ago, actually, at the Medieval Fair of Norman. You might guess from that song that they do some steampunk cons as well. It's been an honor to host this episode for the Renaissance Festival podcast. I've been taking time off recently, and it's good to be back, at least for a while. Now that my recent tour is over, the captain asked me to focus my magpie mind here for the good of the cause. I would also like to thank my voice acting friend, Michael Corley, from the Chafing Armor D&D podcast at chafingarmor.com for the nifty voice bits. I'm going to leave you with this song that I call the Murtrek Ballad. They say nothing good comes from internet rants, but this was born of one that I read some months back where my takeaway was child ballads and theremin recitals. Here then is Child Ballad number 289, The Mermaid, reimagined as Star Trek the Original Series. Enjoy.
Captain's Log Supplemental.
We were chasing some Gorns when we went to warp, retreating from a great green giant hand.
Oh, oh, oh.
When our helmsman he spied a Klingon bird of prey with disruptors waiting for the fire command. The stellar waves do roll and the ion storms do blow, but the crew of the Enterprise will never know defeat as long as there are reruns left to show, to show, to show. As long as there are reruns left to show. Then up stepped the captain of our stellar ship, and a long-winded man was he. He said,
"Klingon bastards killed my son. This is just more Klingon treachery."
The war phase is locked and ready to fire.
The stellar waves do roll and the ion storms do blow, but the crew of the Enterprise will never know defeat as long as there are reruns left to show, to show, to show. As long as there are reruns left to show. Up step the first officer of our stellar ship, and a pointy-eared alien was he. He said,
"It's not illogical to assume Klingons will attack. Their choices are made quite irrationally."
The stellar waves do roll and the ion storms do blow, but the crew of the Enterprise will never know defeat as long as there are reruns left to show, to show, to show. As long as there are reruns left to show. Then up step the sawbones of our stellar ship, and just an old country doctor was he. He said,
"He's dead, Jim."
"Damn it! I'm a doctor, not a musician."
Fascinating.
The stellar waves do roll and the ion storms do blow, but the crew of the Enterprise will never know defeat as long as there are reruns left to show, to show, to show. As long as there are reruns left to show. Then three times around spun our stellar ship, and we spun into a singularity. And when we returned back to normal space, we ended up in 1983.
Again.
The stellar waves do roll and the ion storms do blow, but the crew of the Enterprise will never know defeat as long as there are reruns left to show, to show, to show. As long as there are reruns left to show.
In the hands of an adolescent.
The Renaissance Festival Podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
Now we've come to the end of our podcast. That is why we have these outings.
That last song was La 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 Geek by Mark Gunn from his album of sci-fi drinking.
Coming! Let me just close up. Okay. That took a while, didn't it? Oh, who left this on?
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity in truck. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer.
It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.